This is an exclusive below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. You're listening to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
This is What You Know Net Radio. I am your host, What You Know. Now, I started a little experiment. I wanted to get some call-ins to the show, and since no one was actually calling in using the number, I decided that I was going to go out there, I was going to go find the people, and I was going to interview them on the spot, whether they were ready for it or not. So I downloaded Skype, I went out there, I looked around, and I found some people that were willing to talk on the air. I recorded what we talked about and edited it down, and these are the Skype cast Skype interviews on What You Know Net Radio, exclusively for the above top secret website.
What You Know Net Radio presents the Skype interview.
Our first call-in was a gentleman from Holland. It was a pretty interesting interview. I'll let you listen for yourselves and enjoy. Anyway, tonight what we're going to talk about is the 9/11 attacks. Do you remember those? Happened about years ago. Okay. Now, do you think that was actually caused by Al-Qaeda, or do you think that was an inside job done by the U.S. Government?
The U.S. government, I think. I think Bush did it. It's the job of President Bush.
I was just saying, do you think that perhaps the U.S. government, why would they do that? Why would they attack their own people like that?
It's not the whole government, I think, but I think the power from Bush is so big. I hear it's never found also the black box from the plane. I think they hide it or something, but I'm from Holland and I hear some strange things about the government from the U.S., especially from Bush. You know, his father was also not a happy and good person.
Right. His father was the head of the CIA for quite a long time. That's a very good point. A lot of people seem to think that they were actually controlled demolitions by the fact that the Twin Towers both fell at nearly free fall speeds. What do you think of that piece of it?
That's hardly to explain, but I don't believe Al-Qaeda is being after this big terrorism, but I think it's Bush, because it's a lot of money what goes around.
Yeah.
And yes, if you know, Bush loves money a lot.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of money was involved with that. The guy that had the rent on the Twin Towers, he got billions of dollars out of the deal. Thousands of people died, but that guy walked away with billions of dollars. Have you ever held a 99-year lease on anything that you've ever owned?
No.
Oh, would you consider a 99-year lease on anything?
No. I don't do that.
No, nobody would, right? I mean, I'm not gonna live 99 years now. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear from you, Secret. Go ahead.
Maybe, I don't know. You know, it's only rumors what we hear from any people. Some people say this Bush did the terrorism 9/11 attack, and some other people say it's Bin Laden.
Right. I can understand that. I mean, it's a lot of confusion. The next interview I conducted was with a gentleman from the United States calling himself Kilroy 3.0. Interesting interview, and take a listen. On What You Know Net Radio, this is What You Know. How you doing today, Kilroy?
I'm doing okay. I'll add you.
Hold that. Hello from a new note.
Is this a radio show that I'm on?
Yes, this is a internet podcast that you called into. I am What You Know, and this is What You Know Net Radio. Our topic today is the 9/11 attacks. Were they actually a ploy by our U.S. government to get us into a war with Iraq, or was it in fact the official storyline? That's what we're talking about today. So what's your take on this, Kilroy?
Well, personally, I just think that Bush needs to quit.
Bush just needs to quit? He needs to step out of office?
Yeah, and then he needs to get sent home. And then he needs to send some of the soldiers home for good this time.
That's true. I do want to bring our... So do you think that the official story of the 9/11 attacks was what actually happened, or do you think that there's something a little bit submersive about it, subversive?
I think we need to come up with the truth. We need to come up with the truth, man. It's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Well, I heard about the 9/11 attacks, so I'm going to stop it on my own, my lord. You're going to edit some of this, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, great. Actually, the next Skype cast I'm going to be doing is about 8 o'clock tonight. I'll be talking about different issues like the fact that both towers fell at nearly free fall speeds. Do you have any opinions on that? How huge towers like the Twin Towers could have fell at nearly free fall speeds?
The only way that I can do that is how fast is the plane going? Oh, there's someone just hung up on you. As I was saying before, the towers, yeah, it's pretty weird. I'm like, okay, if a plane hit that thing, it depends on how fast it was going, doesn't it?
Well, from the engineering standpoint, those two towers were actually built to withstand a impact by planes. And actually, by jets roughly the size of the two planes that actually hit it. And the weird thing was that both towers fell in less than 10 seconds. They were huge skyscrapers, and they came down in less than 10 seconds. Don't you kind of find that odd?
It is odd. They must have hit it directly in the middle.
Actually, they didn't. They hit it nearly about two-thirds of the way up of the tower.
I just say this thing is going fast because maybe it was going like 100 miles per hour.
Actually, the speed of the planes were around 600 miles an hour, but those two towers were built to withstand that kind of an impact.
You need to come up with some more information about that.
Yeah, there's a great website out there that has all sorts of information on the 9/11 attacks, on how it may not be, the official story may not be true. It's called AboveTopSecret.com. Great website, lots of useful information there. It's basically a text website, one of those posting boards. So I'm sure that you'd be able to navigate it pretty easily and get a lot of really good information off of it. Yeah, listen, I'm going to get a lot better at this Skype casting, interviewing, and I'm going to keep doing this for a while to see how well it goes. Give me some feedback on what you'd like to hear in the future. This is What You Know for What You Know Net Radio, an exclusive podcast for the Above Top Secret website. Thank you. Have a great night. Well, that should just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. If you would like to give me a comment about the show, please feel free to call me at 206-202-5613. I would appreciate your support. Thank you once again for listening to What You Know Net Radio, and have a great night.
Get back to work.